Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a ton to get to today. We're going to give you our thoughts on the Tyree Nichols situation. We're going to give you an update on another Hollywood actor arrested for being a child sexual predator. And we're going to talk about how the Joe Biden DOJ raids, if you want to call it a raid, it's not a raid, it was a search, on his house, one of his houses, is an absolute 100% fraud. Perpetrated upon the American people, once again, by a corrupt FBI. But let's start with the Tyree Nichols thing, because I know a lot of people had written me and asked me what my opinion was of it and if I watched the video. Yes, I did. And I think it's safe to say that unless you are living in a fantasy land, you can reach the same conclusion I did, which is there is absolutely zero justification for five police officers continually beating the hell out of, pepper spraying, kicking, punching, and abusing this guy, who at the very most was pulled over for reckless driving. That's at the very most. I talked to some police officers who said so many protocols were broken that it's almost unbelievable that any of these police officers, any of them, were even properly trained. Because protocol after protocol after protocol was broken. It was mentioned that there was really, okay, he fled the scene. That much is true. He fled the initial traffic stop. But when they caught up to him, they yanked him out of the car. This is against protocol, according to every police officer I talked to, who said they have to approach that car very carefully first. You just reach in and yank somebody out. What if you had a gun? Number two, once the man is on the ground and he is handcuffed, there is no more threat. There is no more reason to continue to pepper spray, to beat, to kick, to punch, verbally yell at anything. The threat is done. It is now your job to just place him into custody. There was no need for five police officers. So, yes, this thing is absolutely indefensible. But, folks, at the end of the day, the justice system worked. These five officers are in jail pending murder charges for literally beating this guy to death. So when you tell me, well, there's going to be these huge protests, well, what are you protesting? It worked. Are you protesting that they're in jail? No. You wanted them in jail, right? You wanted these people brought to light and you wanted them punished. Well, they are. The system worked. You said you wanted, video cameras everywhere to document everything that a police officer did. Well, it worked. And these police officers are going to jail. Probably all of them. But especially two or three of them. However, folks, when I hear the left try so desperately to turn this into a racial or prejudicial situation, it really makes me want to vomit. Are you going to desecrate this man by attempting in any way, shape, or form to turn this into a racial incident when he, along with all five officers, are African Americans? How is this a racial incident when every single person involved is an African American? Do you honestly think that these people were white supremacists? Five black police officers. And these five black police officers decided on that morning, let's go kill ourselves another black guy because we are white supremacists. Do you think that's even remotely possible? Let me tell you what happened here. And it's the left's fault. You cry and you whine and you holler. There's not enough minorities in this and that, and even if they don't qualify, you still have to hire them because there has to be an equal amount of everybody. No, there doesn't. The most qualified person. I don't care if they're black, white, green, yellow. I don't care. The most qualified people should be the people you're hiring. You don't hire by gender or sexuality or color or any other damn thing. And when you do, this is what happens. You get unqualified people, poorly trained, probably never went through any psychiatric exam in their life like all the other police officers have to do. It's just, we need more minorities on the police force, so doesn't matter. What'd they get in their test? 64? Pass them. Oh, I know. There's a lot of Caucasian guys got 99s, but we don't need any Caucasian guys. You let them Caucasian guys go do something else for a living. We need equity. This is what happens when, see, equality and equity are not the same things, folks. Equality means everyone has a fair chance to get the same job based upon their performance. Equity means you have to have a certain amount of people of each color and sexuality and gender, and that leads to this. That leads to unqualified, unsupervised, and just plain unfit people being hired. And that leads to a man being murdered by a gang of power-hungry thugs who never should have worn the badge to begin with. But they fit the bill. You understand? That's what happens when you go for equity above equality. So when I see Al Sharpton and I see all these other people boo-hoo-hooing and crying and saying, this is what we mean about defunding the police. No. No, Einstein, you caused it by saying you must have a certain amount of African Americans. What happens if the African Americans who apply for that job are not properly qualified? What would you like them to do? Hire them anyway? The answer is yes, that's what you want them to do. So if in that particular area, 10 African-Americans decide they're going to apply for that job and go through that screening process, and all 10 of them are as unqualified as you can possibly imagine and wouldn't and shouldn't be hired, you still have to. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to be a racist. How come there's so many white people on your police force? How come there aren't an equal amount of African-Americans? Maybe because an equal amount of qualified African-Americans didn't apply. Did you ever think about that? How come there aren't more white people on a basketball court? Because they aren't as good. And those that are, they get to play. But you don't say, well, we have an awful lot of black people on this team. I think we better hire some Chinese. Okay, well, that's not going to work. We have to have an equal amount. Well, guess what? It's not going to work. And you're going to weaken your team because the best players aren't there. So let's take a lesson from sports where the best people play. I don't care if they're black or white. I don't care what their sexuality, their nationality, I don't care anything about them at all, other than that we have the best players on the team that I am supporting. And I'd like my police force to be that way too, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like the best qualified people to be the people who are enforcing the law in your area? Or would you just rather, no, I'm sorry, you're going to have to hire a 4'11", 100-pound woman because we don't really have enough women, and if she stops a 6'8" guy and gets clobbered, well, then, what are you going to do? Is that what you want? or do you want this, where a gang of unqualified thugs decide they're going to beat some handcuffed guy to death? Because we got badges. We can get away with it now. See, they never were properly screened. They never were properly trained. It's called rush them through, we need equity, and that is the fault of the left. You understand? That's the fault of the left. So when the left is out there crying, this is a racial issue. No, it's an equity issue, and you're the ones who caused it. You're the ones who caused it. Okay, I'm going to take calls strictly on this subject, and then I'm going to the next one. Caller, are you there, and do you have a thought on the Tyree Nichols situation?
I do, Marcus. And I'm going to be completely honest. This was a sickening video to watch, and I have to agree with you there that the powers that be cried out that, or the protesters cried out that they want cameras and they want police to be held accountable and blah blah blah. Well, I've never seen so many videos on YouTube with different angles of the same thing. I've never seen the police force of something like that, not like this, but similar situations, not act so quickly to throw these guys in jail. They got what they wanted. Here's my dilemma, son. My dilemma is that at this point, I do blame the current administration because they are doing the exact same thing that the police force is doing. They put unqualified people in the administration who have no business holding that position because they're unqualified, they're unintelligent, and they just throw blame everywhere else.
Listen, that's absolutely right. But as far as it's absolutely right, that's why I'm narrowing it down, though, to just the Tyree Nichols situation. But it comes from the top down, and it's the left who causes it. You're absolutely correct. The Biden administration decided we need to check boxes. We need to get a transsexual. We need to get this type of person. We need to get that type of person. To hell with their qualifications. If they check the right boxes, hire them. Then you decide that's what you're going to do for your police force, and you weaken your police force just the same as if you did it on a sports team. It's just as simple as that. You can't go around to a sports team and say, you have 6 out of 9 African-American players. You need to cut 2 African-American players and put a Caucasian and a Chinese guy in. Well, what happens if they're no good? You still got to do it? Why? Why do you have to do it? The most qualified person, the person best for the job should get it, and there should be no thought given to their sexuality, their color, their nationality, their gender, any of that. It should simply be who's best qualified for the job. Well, it obviously wasn't these idiots. And let me tell you why I blame them even more than most. Because out of these 5 chuckleheads, you would have thought there would have been one, just one, who said, hold up, enough. This is getting out of control now. He's handcuffed. He poses no threat. Enough. Right? You'd have thought there'd have been one. There wasn't. One guy literally takes about 6 steps back and takes a running start and kicks him in the head when he's handcuffed. Tell me that's not intentional? Infliction of abuse? Of course it is. But it wasn't based on the color of his skin. It was based on the fact that you hired an unqualified man, probably based upon the boxes he checked. And that's your fault, left, for pushing equity over equality. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Now let me move on a little bit, because that's all I really have to say about that. The guys are going to go to jail. They belong in jail. Maybe this will send a message. And the message should be very clear. You hire the best people for the job. Stop this nonsense immediately, or this is what you're going to get. Now, I'm not saying it has anything to do with the color of their skin either. But if they were more qualified for the job than a Chinese guy or an Asian person or a Mexican person or a Caucasian, fine. But they weren't. They weren't. And you see it in their actions that they weren't. They were hired because you had to check boxes. Or you're a racist, and you run a racist company. Remember when we were told, well, if there were more police officers that looked like us, then we'd all get along and everything would be fine and the African-American community wouldn't be afraid of the police. Really? Would you like to run that back now? How'd that work out for you? Anyway, folks, let's get on to the next thing, because I tell you, it just can't get too much worse in Hollywood. We have an actor by the name of Nathan Chasing Horse, that's his name. He probably is most known to people as an actor in the Kevin Costner movie Dances with Wolves. Nathan Chasing Horse was arrested for multiple acts of sex with a minor under 16, transferring a minor across state lines, which is sex trafficking, all kinds of other things. And again, this guy's not an A-lister. I mean, this guy's not Mr. Hollywood exactly, but it goes to show you how there's this promoting attitude among people in the movies and people with high profiles that this is just normal. I'll read to you from a report, and this is what it says. Accused of multiple sex crimes, Chasing Horse, who's 46, was taken into custody at his Las Vegas residence. Records obtained by the AP say Chasing Horse trained all five of his wives, whom he lived with in a Las Vegas residence, to use firearms and told them to shoot it out with police officers if they ever tried to, quote-unquote, break the family apart. Now, apparently, he had some kind of a cultish thing called the Circle going. And he was some sort of a medicine man or healer or pretended to be, and that's how he ended up, I guess, luring some of these children. Says he also instructed his wives to take suicide pills if that plan failed, which were small white pills that were given to the police by two of the women. And a former one of his wives said she believed that these wives would carry it out. During the raid on his home, which apparently followed a long investigation, authorities actually found memory cards with videos of his sexual assault. He kept videos of his sexual assaults. This is where we were going, folks. Here we go. More Hollywood celebrities. Now, he's not a huge celebrity, but listen, he's been in some movies. He used his fame. And the bottom line is, where do you learn these actions? Well, it's all okay if you're in Hollywood, right? No big deal. Use your fame for whatever. You've earned it. You deserve it. You're an elitist. You're one of the chosen people. You're an idol. You're a god. You're on a movie screen for a living. You're entitled to 13-year-old girls if that's what you want. But I want to talk about something a little deeper than that. Because it's up to you and I to reject this, okay? It's up to you and I. And I'm disgusted by the amount of people that will not. In other words, there are people right now who will call this guy every name in the book. There are people who will say, this guy's a pedophile, he's a child rapist, he videotaped what they did, he's disgusting, he probably was selling the videotapes, let him fry in jail, who the hell cares, he's no A-lister. But when David Bowie was passing around a 13-year-old groupie and even brought her home for his wife to engage in a menage a trois with. Oh, David Bowie's still such a wonderful person. He's such a marvelous person because he's so talented. Talent has nothing to do with it. You cannot single out people and say, this guy is a monster, this guy's okay, because I like him. See, because that's what ends up happening with politics all the time. Oh, this guy did this, it's okay, because I like him. This guy did the same thing, fry him, I hate him. You can't be that way, folks. If you truly, truly, honestly care about child sex trafficking, this underage nonsense that's going on in the entertainment business, you have to draw a line. You have to draw a line. Now, I don't know what your line is, but I hope it's not 13. I mean, I've heard people say, well, you know, she's a 16-year-old actress emancipated from her parents, making $1 zillion, living in a great big penthouse somewhere, and she wants to have a relationship with a 19-year-old actor. Okay. Okay, no skin off my nose. That's all right. I guess. If that's what you want to say, fine. She wants to live that lifestyle, and she's on her own, and she's emancipated, and he's 3 years older than her, whatever. But when you got a 46-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl, and he's driving her across state lines, telling her he's going to heal her, or you're forcing actresses by saying, if you don't allow me to sleep with your daughter, or you want your daughter in this movie, she's going to have to perform for these people, that's not okay. That's using your position to force someone into a sexual situation they don't want to be a part of. Corey Feldman, who you may think is crazy, and you may think is a little, left of center, blew the whistle on this a long time ago, and people basically just said, he's an idiot. He's just trying to glom onto his 5 minutes of fame. Well, you know, both can be equally true. Corey Feldman did, in fact, say, I'm going to blow the whistle and name names, but I'm going to make it into a movie, and I want a bunch of money to fund my movie. And while he was waiting for that movie funding to come, certainly more children could be being abused. If you have the name, say it. What are you waiting for a funding of a movie for, so you can make money off it? That's not cool either. But both things can be true. He can be right, and he can be greedy. And I guess it was both. He figured, I suffered through this nonsense, and I'm going to get paid. But nothing was ever done, folks. He named some names. Nobody did anything. But I remember the most shocking thing about an interview I heard with Corey Feldman when he said the following. Someone challenged him and said, so let me get this straight. You're at this big Hollywood party. There's all kinds of movie moguls and studio executives and actors and scriptwriters and everything. And there's young boys and girls, presumably, in the pool, and older men in there with them, literally molesting them. So you're telling me that every single person at that party is basically a child molester. Every single person was just fine and it was a child molester. And he said, no, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that the majority were not. But the ones that were had enough power, so the ones that weren't just ignored it. They knew, I'm never going to get my script read if I say anything. I'm never going to get a part in this movie if I go to the police. I'm never going to work in Hollywood again if I blow the whistle. So I'll just pretend I didn't see what I saw. That's striking to me, because that means they control you to an extent. That's why nobody blows the whistle. Oh, if I blow the whistle, I'm done. And this is how people thrive. So while we're worried about some big, fat, Shrek-looking producer and whether he did or did not molest Rose McGowan, who even if he did went back for seconds and thirds and fourth, which I don't understand, and she was completely of age. While we're worried about throwing him in jail, we're not worried about the people that were sitting around that pool party when Corey Feldman clearly named names and said they all watched what happened. We're not worried about any of those people. Come on. Come on, folks. We got to do better than this. We have to be better than this. And instead of what you would think would be the obvious, we got quasi-celebrities on YouTube and other places. One girl literally saying, what's her name, Eliza Blue, I think, is literally saying, I think that if a child wants to have a sexual relation with an adult, it should be up to the community. Up to the community? I think they should decide for themselves that the parents feel the child is emotionally responsible and they know what they're doing and everything is fine. Are you insane? The short answer is yes, you're insane. So let me get this straight. Some pervy 58-year-old man decides he likes the looks of an 11-year-old girl and he says, can I bring this up to the community? Let me bring her before the council. And excuse me, is it okay for me to engage in a sexual conduct with this girl, and they say, young lady, would you be interested in that? And she said, I guess. I don't. Are you insane? Are you absolutely insane? You should be on a psychiatric couch somewhere, not on YouTube preaching some kind of nonsense. There's something mentally wrong with you for even suggesting such a thing. But that's the big push, folks. Let them choose their sexuality at 8. Let them decide who they want to have sex with at 9. Bring it before a council. What the hell kind of a council are you talking about? All the while, Hollywood is just shrugging their shoulders saying, hey, we've been doing it for years. Nothing happens to us. You still go see our movies. You still put millions of dollars in our pockets. So that's why I'm telling you, folks, if you truly and honestly care about this, you have got to do your own research and decide for yourself, am I going to put the money in the pockets of people who behave like this? Now, I love David Bowie's music. Always have. And yes, he's no longer with us, so I'm not putting any money in his pocket. But the moment I found out about this, I said, I'm done. I don't care. I don't care how good his music is. I'm not supporting anybody who does that. Why would I? Would you? I'll forgive everything he did. See, that's what the left does. Oh, let's just forgive everything they did. Rosemary's Baby director there, I can't even think of his name off the top of my head, literally drugs and rapes a 12-year-old girl. And has to flee to France to avoid prosecution. He can't come back in this country. Cannot come back in this country. And when one of his films, which he can make in France without any fear of the police busting him, won an award, he obviously couldn't accept it. So someone accepted it for him, and the whole Hollywood community gave him a standing ovation. Oh, let's stand and applaud the man who raped and drugged a 12-year-old girl. Because he's such a genius. He's so good at what he does. Who cares? Who cares? I care. That's who. And you should care, too. And you should send a clear signal. I'm not supporting these people. Hollywood don't care. Shouldn't that have disqualified him? Shouldn't they have said, I don't care what a good film he makes? You want to talk about canceling people? They cancel people for just saying, I think that men can't be women. Well, then you are not allowed to win an award. You're not allowed to be in a movie. Oh, but this guy's allowed to direct them and win awards, and he raped and drugged a 12-year-old. Gotcha. So I see where your priorities lie. So here we go. Another guy caller who No, he's not a Hollywood A-lister, but he's another product of Hollywood, and here we go with more of this nonsense.
Yeah, and it's actually sickening. Well, from what I hear, I think he may have been trying to start another WNBA basketball team in Las Vegas. So, you know, he's got five wives. I think that's pretty underage wives. So I just think that's absolutely outrageous. And they just, what, they're defending him? Oh, you know, no big deal. I just shrug my shoulders and look the other way. Look, Corey Feldman may be a nut. But when it comes right down to it, he was abused. Corey Haim is no longer with us. He was abused too. Anthony Rapp, who may or may not be a well-known actor. He was in a few movies, Dazed and Confused, you may know him from, and also Road Trip. But what happened to him after it was revealed? You haven't seen him.
No, and you won't see them because this is the thing. They're going to protect their own. Look how they came after Corey Feldman. He's crazy. He's nuts. His music sucks. His acting sucks. Everything he does sucks. He's this. He's that. Let's defame him. Let's not listen to him. Instead of saying, hold the phone, hold the phone. This guy has something to say. Let's listen to him. If it turns out he's saying bullshit, if it turns out he's wrong, if it turns out he's lying, then we'll vilify him. But you know how I know Corey Feldman's not lying? Because Corey Feldman had a golden opportunity to make a ton of money and be in a very, very prominent place in a film that was being done on Michael Jackson. And there were two guys doing this film who claimed they were both molested by Michael Jackson. Corey Feldman said, I spent more time in that house as a child than anyone I know, and it never, ever happened to me. Never came close, never was brought up, never in any way, shape, or form felt like it could have been brought up. I don't believe it. This is a guy who says he was abused by a lot of people in Hollywood, and he could have made a lot of money by saying Michael Jackson was one of them, and he didn't. So do I believe him when he named the other names? Yeah, I do. Because if he was going to make any money, if you're telling me the only reason he's doing this is to make money, why did he name people who aren't really all that big of names? And he defended Michael Jackson, who's a huge name and he would have made huge money from. That's why I believe him. There is, without a doubt, a very sinister cult, if you want to call it that, in Hollywood of people who, I don't know if they're Satanists. People are saying, well, they're satanic. I don't know that. You don't know that either. But here's what I do know. They are such elitists that they think that they're entitled to it. And Hollywood worships youth. You don't believe me? Look at all these actors and actresses getting Botox and everything else so they can play somebody 10 years younger because when I get older, I'm done. I'm finished. I need to be young forever. So they just worship youth there. And part of that cycle of I'm still staying young, I guess, is I'll feed off these young people. If my girlfriend's 15 and I'm 50, I guess I must still have it. I must be this or that. That's a sign that I'm virile and young and strong. These are the elitist point of view. Now, I'm not saying she's been with underage people, but I mean, Madonna's 50-some-odd years old. Some of her boyfriends are 20, 23. And instead of, if you had a guy who was 53 and his girlfriend was 20, I know what people would be saying. Ah, that pig. So disgusting. With Madonna, they're like, you go, girl. Why is that different? Why is that different? It's not. That's why I say the responsibility starts and ends with us, to say, wait a minute. None of that's normal. We're not going to condone any of that. Anyway, let's get to this Biden thing, because this is the thing that's really pissing me off. We hear, well, Joe Biden's house was searched by the FBI, proving conclusively that the FBI has no bias. They did the same thing to Joe Biden's residence as they did to Donald Trump. The only difference is they found nothing at Joe Biden's residence. What a load of crap. Folks, the FBI raided Donald Trump's house in the middle of the night at gunpoint. According to even Joe Biden's lawyers, they asked permission to search Joe Biden's house and was granted permission to search Joe Biden's house 10 days after Joe Biden had already been there. So basically, in November, his lawyers or whoever it was finds classified documents. The FBI knows about it because they've been informed. They do not inform the public so that the midterm elections will not be in any way, shape, or form slanted, even though we have the right to know. Because while you were doing that, I'll tell you what else you were doing. You were finding people to investigate Donald Trump and bragging on the news. Trump's being investigated. Midterms are coming up. Trump's being investigated. We don't know how deep this goes. Trump's being investigated. But you never one time said, incidentally, we also found these documents at Joe Biden. Oh, you didn't say that, did you? No, you didn't. You kept that from the public. You kept it from us. Then, if that's not bad enough, you allow his lawyers to go through his house in Delaware, and, oh, well, look what we found out by his Corvette in some old boxes here. Well, my God, here's some more classified documents. Never mind that Hunter basically lived in that house. But it's okay because they turned them over to us. Then when the public outcry became, wait a minute, the minute you found classified documents, you should have raided all of his houses. Why didn't you do that? That's what you did for Donald Trump. When the public outcry became that, they said, we got to do something. Joe, is it all right if we search your house? Well, gee, I don't know. Let me go up there for 10 days and make sure everything's cleared away, boys. And then when everything's cleared away, I'll give you the okay and you can come on up. Is that all right? Yes, that's perfectly acceptable. Oh, okay. Then that's what I'll do. And for 10 days, Joe Biden and company get to stay in that house. Then when Joe clears out, they're like, is it okay to search it? Yes, it is. They come in and say, oh, we found nothing. Everything's fine here. Yeah, you think? I'm sure you could go to a drug dealer's house, and if you tell him, well, in 10 days, we're going to bust in. Oh, he'll have plenty of time to clear out the evidence, and you'll find nothing, right? How come he was given 10 days at the house before? How come it wasn't instantaneously on November 4th when you found the initial documents? How come the FBI didn't say, okay, we need to go to each one of his residences immediately? How come? And I hear people saying, look, it was a nothing burger with Donald Trump. It's a nothing burger with Joe Biden. The same thing. All these presidents get classified documents. And yes, you're right. But Joe Biden wasn't the president. He was the vice president. And on top of that, some of these classified documents went back to when he wasn't even the vice president. He was just a congressman. Why does he have classified documents? But that's not even the main thing. The main thing is we now see through text messages and email correspondence that his son Hunter was offering up dirt on Russian oligarchs. I have information that I'm willing to sell you. Where do you get the information? Is Hunter Biden involved in politics in any way? Please tell me. What office does Hunter Biden hold? None. Zero. He's a crackhead. So what is a crackhead come up with classified information about Russian oligarchs? Where does he come up with it? Where does he come up with it to put it on the open market? Think about it. So this is not a big deal. If Joe Biden said, well, in my safe, in my house that's 24 hours guarded by the Secret Service, I found some classified documents, I would have said, yeah, well, whatever. That's not any more unusual than it was with Donald Trump. I'm sure people didn't break in his safe and take it. So I guess everything's okay. Out in an old box by a Corvette or whatever it was is unacceptable. Unacceptable, especially when Hunter Biden is the main resident of that house. So is it a far stretch for me to make the connection that perhaps some of those documents had something to do with Russian oligarchs and some secret information we had on them? And is it so far-fetched to say that, oh, well, look, Hunter Biden just accidentally on purpose looked at those documents and said, I have information for sale. Remember, he's a crackhead. How much money will I get for this on the open market? I got information for sale. We know he was trying to sell it. The question is, where did he get it? I don't have any information for sale on Russian oligarchs or Chinese oligarchs or anybody else. Where would I get it? Well, I don't know. Where would Hunter Biden get it? Let me guess. I'll let you guess, too. That's why this is important. What else did he see that he could have sold? That's the difference, folks. That's the difference that everybody is not addressing. If Joe Biden had no sons that lived in this state, he had these in a safe somewhere, they just happened to stumble across them, I would have said, whatever. Every president probably has them. I don't know why he has them as a congressman, but okay, or senator or whatever he was, but okay. Probably no big deal. But when you have a crack-addicted son who's making hundreds of thousands of dollars in a salary from the Ukraine, when he doesn't even speak the language or have any, absolutely no experience in the business that he's in, and we now find emails and text messages saying, I have information for sale on Russian oligarchs, I asked the question, where'd you get it? That's not a fair question to ask. You bring that up on CNN or MSNBC and their heads will explode and they'll say, but Donald Trump, because that's their answer to everything, but Donald Trump. But Donald Trump didn't sell any secrets on Russian oligarchs. Donald Trump didn't have them laying out next to his Mercedes-Benz. Donald Trump didn't have them in an old box with some Depends undergarments and a bottle of rum. Joe Biden did. The world could have seen it. Just out in a garage in a box at a house he very seldom stayed in, and his son partied in with everybody, including Russian hookers and probably spies and political people of all kinds who just could have easily wandered in and took whatever they wanted, right? They were unsecured. And for the people saying, well, Donald Trump had a son. Yeah, he had a son, but his son's not crack addicted. When you have an addiction to crack, you need a constant flow of money. He was also addicted to hookers, apparently. So if he thought he could make some easy money by saying, I got some information here, you're going to tell me that that's not a good bet he'd do that? Come on. Caller, that doesn't pass the laugh test.
Oh, it sure doesn't. And not only, listen, not only did Hunter Biden live in that house, but he also, wink, wink, nod, nod, paid $50,000 a month in rent to Joe Biden, according to, quote, wink, wink, nod, nod, records. Let's see. He was also seen photographed driving the Porsche with two underage girls going to the beach, whose faces just happened to be blurred out of that photo. Let's see, what else? Oh, let's see. He's connected to some Chinese spies and a Russian spy and Russian people and Ukrainian. Oh my God! How come every
Let's go one step farther. Let's just they want to do all these crazy Trump conspiracy theories. Remember that the nuclear codes were in Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Come on, they were not. So let me go through my conspiracy theory, and you tell me which one's more likely. Joe Biden buys a house tells his son you can live there for $50,000, which is about $45,000 a month more than any other house in that area of that same size. And for that $50,000, you may find some boxes in the garage that you might be interested in. And those boxes just may earn you a good amount of money, which you will then give me in the form of rent. And if anything ever comes up, I'll just say, well, I was renting this to my son. This wasn't money that he split with me in any way, shape, or form from his dealings with any Russians or Chinese or Ukrainians. Oh, no, far from it. Just me being a good dad, giving my son a good deal on a house, $45,000 a month more than any other house. And, oh, yeah, there does happen to be boxes of top-secret information lying around in the garage for him to peruse if he wants. See, it would be very easy for me to think that Joe Biden said, you pay me, you go into the house, you take the information you need, you sell it, you give me a certain percentage in the form of rent. That's how I get my share. I can't take my share from your business dealings. I can't take my share from anything else. But I can certainly say that I charged you rent. Oh, but Pop, that's only going to be $5,000 a month. You're going to want more than that. Yeah, you're correct. That's why I'm charging you $50,000 a month. I want a reporter brave enough to ask Joe Biden a very simple question. When the going rate for a house is $5,000 a month in that area, why did you charge your own son, a guy you knew was crack addicted, why did you charge him $50,000 a month, Joe? What was the purpose behind you charging your own flesh and blood, a man you once called the smartest guy I know, why did you charge him $50,000 a month, Joe? Have you heard one person ask that question? That's the first question I would ask Joe Biden. If I were a reporter, we now know the facts that this is what you charged your son. We want to know why. Because that seems extraordinarily excessive and very weird to me. No one's even mentioning it. So the very same house that you're overcharging $45,000 a month for just happens to contain boxes of top secret documents. Isn't that coincidental? Ain't that amazing? And by the way, the ones that were at the Penn Center, I got news. They were moved two or three times. It had to be. Because the Penn Center didn't exist when those documents were first taken. So where were they initially? Nobody's asking that question either. Where did these documents first come from, Joe? Where'd you hide them first before they ended up in the Penn Center? And how'd they end up in the Penn Center when someone would have had to move them and say, these are top secret documents. They don't belong going to the Penn Center. We got to turn these in. How come that didn't happen? Folks, this is a scam. The FBI wanted you to think we're treating Joe Biden the same way as we treated Donald Trump, when that is a lie. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago not for top secret documents. They knew those documents were there, and they could have taken them anytime they wanted. But even if Trump had said, like some people were reporting, no, I don't think you have the right to take them, and I'm going to argue that I have the right to keep them, okay, well, then you're in a negotiation process. That doesn't merit a raid, because you know where they are, and you know they're safe. You even told them to put an extra lock on the door. What you went in there for was desperately hoping against hope that you would find any little shred of information that would link Donald Trump to the January 6th hearings that were falling flat on their face. You knew the January 6th hearings were a big nothing burger. The American public was laughing at it. You were making a complete fool out of yourself and said, if we could just find one little shred of evidence, one little thing that would link Donald Trump to this in any conceivable way, we're saved. And the DOJ said, gotcha, raid his house, look everywhere, even in Melania's underwear drawer. You think they looked in Dr. Jill's underwear drawer, do you? Bet you they didn't. I'll bet you they didn't. No, instead they give Joe Biden 10 days to clear out. Can you imagine if the DOJ or the FBI said, Donald, in 10 days we're coming to Mar-a-Lago, and we're going to be looking for documents. You're going to be there for the next 10 days, right? Yeah, okay, well, we'll wait, and when you're out of there, then we'll come look for them. What do you think MSNBC, CNN would have said? Why did you give him the time to go in there and clean up? Of course there's going to be nothing. You gave him notice. What are they saying about Joe Biden? They're saying, oh, you see, the FBI raided it and they found nothing. Yeah, no kidding. That's what's called a setup. We're going to come in, Joe. Make pretend we're treating you just like Trump, even though we know we're not. And then the public will say, see, the FBI is so fair and balanced. They did the same thing to Joe Biden as they did to Donald Trump. We can all be thankful that the FBI is so unbiased. Are you kidding? Who the hell do you think you're fooling? See, the weak link, folks, and I want you all to turn up the volume for this, because this is the most important thing I will ever tell you. People are evil. And they are power mad. And they will do whatever it takes to continue to stay in power. But they have one big weakness, and it's a giant one, and it will never go away. And that is, they think you are stupid. They are convinced that they are so much smarter than you that they can blatantly do things right in front of your face, and you won't know. They're like a magician at a three-year-old's birthday party. You don't need to be too careful because the three-year-old ain't going to catch you. You're smarter than them, right? So if you don't do the trick exactly right, oops, I might have gave it away, they're not going to know. They've got complacent in the fact that the unwashed masses, as one FBI agent put it, remember, the stinky Walmart people, they're so dumb, they'll fall for anything because we're so intelligent. We are so far beyond their intellectual scope. They could not hope to match wits with us. So we can wave it in their faces, and they'll just be like, I didn't see nothing. What y'all talking about? Them FBI guys are all right. That's what they think you are. The good news is they're wrong. But their ego will not allow them to admit they're wrong, so they're going to keep right on doing it, folks. They're going to keep right on underestimating you, Joe Public, thinking you're too dumb to recognize the shenanigans that they're pulling. But then you have to do something about it. You can't say, yes, I realize they're doing this, but what can I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can write your congressman. You can write your senators. You can demand action, just like I did from our Republicans. I don't want to hear these Republicans say, we're calling in Fauci, and we're calling in this one, and we're calling in that one, and we're going to yell at them. I don't want you to yell at them. I don't need you to yell at them. They're not children being sent to the principal's office. They're criminals. And unless you do something about it, and unless the people that are involved in trying to usurp an election, which was many FBI agents, half of the DNC, Adam Schiff, and all kinds of other people, unless they're held accountable in a legal way, then you Republicans can take your, we're doing the best we can, and shove it where the sun does not shine. Because that's not good enough. I want results. You should too. The only way you're going to get it is if you demand it. Caller, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, you know, simply put, that orange man bad, so therefore he's guilty of everything. He doesn't get a chance to speak for himself. And on the other hand, Joe Biden is not held accountable for anything. He's given 10 days. Not only, let me back up. they discovered these documents back in November, right before the midterms. How convenient. It seems to be a little bit of a coincidence.
Reoccurring
right?
theme.
So,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it seems to be a pattern. Don't say. Oh, let's see. What else? Then I don't know about you, but I've never hired lawyers to pack up my house and move. Or pack for me and move my stuff. I've never hired lawyers. What was that done for?
Right.
Oh, right. And then it was discovered and leaked to the public that they found classified documents in Joe Biden's Penn Center, which, by the way, wasn't even built when he was vice president. So let's see. Let's recap. Melania's underwear drawer gets searched for, classified documents. Apparently she had the nuclear codes that were going to be sold to Russia, because he's, Donald Trump is still a foreign spy, according to CNN. And, Trump wasn't there, and there's like, step aside, we're coming in. Oh, when it comes to bumbling Biden, it was like, sir, could you please let us in so we could do a search? Oh, yeah, by the way, we'll be there, we'll be there in about 10 days or so. Is that okay with you? And then you got the ridiculous.
Yeah, in the meantime, if you want to clean up, that's perfectly acceptable. Go ahead and clean up. I mean, listen, this was done as a charade to try to convince who they think are the stupidest people on earth, which is you guys, Joe Public and me, that the FBI is equal. They're not equal. As a matter of fact, some of the people involved in this are, in fact, by definition, insurrectionists. Because they attempted to unseat an actual duly elected president by presenting false information or holding back true information. And in a way, that is an insurrection. Not blue-haired grandma stumbling into the Capitol building. FBI agent saying, we know this isn't true, but maybe this will get the president impeached and removed from office. That would be an insurrection. You're removing a duly elected president through something you know is false. So before we go tossing around the word insurrection, we better take a damn hard look about what's going on behind the scenes with this DOJ and this FBI, and realize that the cover-ups here are vast, and they go very deep, very, very deep. But once again, folks, don't expect the Republicans to become running in here on a white horse and save the day. Demand that they do. And then if they do, I'll applaud them. But I don't want to hear people just getting yelled at. I'm not a child. This is more than you get to be yelled at for your misdeeds. You need to be held accountable for these misdeeds, because the American people do not and should not have to put up with this. Not now, not ever. That's not what this country is about, folks, to demand better than this.
I'm